MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 19, 2025. Fishermen are safe after a collision off Nantucket, and LifeBridge will be taking over a historic Beverly Church. Afternoon sun, mid-80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:25 p.m. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, no serious injuries were reported among the three-member crew of the fishing vessel Triple Threat out of Beverly in a collision with another vessel Tuesday night off Nantucket that caused the Beverly vessel to sink, according to a U.S. Coast Guard District 1 spokesperson. At 11:27 p.m., Coast Guard Sector Southeastern New England heard a Mayday call on the emergency VHF Channel 16. The call came from the Triple Threat, who stated they collided with a vessel and were rapidly taking on water. Sector Southeastern New England issued an urgent marine information broadcast and launched a crew from Coast Guard Station Brant Point in Nantucket. The incident happened about 23 nautical miles off of Nantucket. The crew of Triple Threat donned survival suits and were picked up by the fishing vessel Endeavor. Caroline Enos reports in today's Gloucester Times, the Second Congregational Church of Beverly intends to transfer ownership of its historic Conan Street Meeting House to LifeBridge North Shore. The decision comes in light of declining membership at the church in recent years and was made to preserve the site's history, the church said in a joint statement with LifeBridge. The plan is for the building to operate as a day drop-in resource center, where LifeBridge will expand outreach, host community meals and events, and collaborate with other local organizations to help those facing homelessness and poverty. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie reports in today's Newburyport Daily News, looking to celebrate the origin of America's independence, the Custom House Maritime Museum and Museum of Old Newbury are partnering together to present the Road to Revolution Parade later this month. Set to begin on June 28 at 10 a.m., the parade kicks off on Lower Federal Street and Water Street and marches up Federal to High Street before turning right on High and proceeding to the Bartlett Mall. It will then loop around the Frog Pond and march down State Street to a review stand at Market Square. In attendance will be members of the U.S. Navy and U.S. Coast Guard, as well as state and local officials, including Governor Maura Healey, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon, State Representative Don Shand, and State Senator Bruce Tarr of Gloucester, in addition to U.S. Representative Seth Moulton. And the local news of Ipswich Online reports a Salem Superior Court judge has dismissed the complaints of 8 of the 9 plaintiffs in a lawsuit challenging the town's approval of the new public safety facility. According to the court order, the complaints were dismissed after the 8 plaintiffs failed to appear for a pre-trial conference on June 10. The remaining plaintiff is a direct abutter of the site where the new facility is set to be built on the corner of Line Brook and Pine Swamp Roads. Attorney Meredith Fine of Gloucester, who had been representing the plaintiffs, withdrew from the case earlier this year to go into public service as an assistant bar counsel for the Board of Bar Overseers. According to a statement released last week by Police Chief Paul Nickus and Fire Chief Paul Parisi, the judge ordered that these plaintiffs need to obtain new counsel by June 11. Any plaintiff who did not hire a lawyer or attend the June 11 conference in person would be dismissed for a failure to prosecute. Red Sox beat the Mariners yesterday, they're off today, and Boston is at San Francisco tomorrow. On behalf of our director and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.